Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 8th day of June. Welcome, everybody. It's so good to be here with you in this season of summer here in the United States. It's not officially. I don't know when the first day of summer is, but here in the South, in Middle Tennessee, summer has begun. And I've always been a fall girl. I still think that's my favorite season. I grew up in Michigan, so we had this fabulous season of fall, and I don't know what it is, but something about the smell of dirt. Maybe because I was at the football field a lot with my brothers, baseball field a lot with my brothers, but the smell of dirt and mixed with the crispness in the air is just, if you could bottle those two things. I know dirt is kind of odd, but might say a little bit more about me than I'm wanting to say about me. But I've become such a summer girl the last few years. I love the heat. I love the pool. I love swimming. I grew up with a pool. I don't currently have one. And man, I'd be in it every day. The podcast might be late in the summer if I had a pool. Maybe it's a good thing I don't have a pool. Nevertheless, my point is I am all things grilled in the summertime. And so we are in the thick of it with the heat and just loving the summer nights. Man, a sunset in Middle Tennessee in the summer is just fantastic. So we're in the summer swing, here we are, and today we're here to center ourselves as we're swinging, center ourselves in the Word, and we're going to continue reading these little nuggets of truth in Proverbs today, Proverbs chapters 16, 17, and 18, and this week we're continuing in the New International Version, Proverbs chapter 16. To humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, He causes their enemies to make peace with them. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. The lips of a king speak as an oracle, and his mouth does not betray justice. Honest scales and balances belong to the Lord. All the weights in the bag are of His making. Kings detest wrongdoing, for a throne is established through righteousness. Kings take pleasure in honest lips. They value the one who speaks what is right. A king's wrath is a messenger of death, but the wise will appease it. When a king's face brightens, it means life. His favor is like a rain cloud in spring. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. The highway of the upright avoids evil. Those who guard their ways preserve their lives. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. The wise in heart are called discerning, and gracious words promote instruction. Prudence is a fountain of life to the prudent, but folly brings punishment to fools. The hearts of the wise make their mouths prudent, and their lips promote instruction. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death. The appetite of laborers works for them. Their hunger drives them on. A scoundrel plots evil, and on their lips it is like a scorching fire. A perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. A violent person entices their neighbor and leads them down a path that is not good. Whoever winks with their eye is plotting perversity. Whoever purses their lips is bent on evil. Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness. Better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. A prudent servant will rule over a disgraceful son and will share the inheritance as one of the family. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. A wicked person listens to deceitful lips. A liar pays attention to a destructive tongue. Whoever mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished. Children's children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. Eloquent lips are unsuited to a godless fool. How much worse lying lips to a ruler? A bribe is seen as a charm by the one who gives it. They think success will come at every turn. Whoever would foster love covers over an offense, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. A rebuke impresses a discerning person, more than 100 lashes a fool. Evildoers foster rebellion against God. The messenger of death will be sent against them. Better to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than a fool bent on folly. Evil will never leave the house of one who pays back evil for good. Starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam, so drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, the Lord detests them both. Why should fools have money in hand to buy wisdom when they are not able to understand it? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. One who has no sense shakes hands in pledge and puts up security for a neighbor. Whoever loves a quarrel loves sin. Whoever builds a high gate invites destruction. One whose heart is corrupt does not prosper. One whose tongue is perverse falls into trouble. To have a fool for a child brings grief. There is no joy for the parent of a godless fool. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. The wicked accepts bribes in secret to pervert the course of justice. A discerning person keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to the mother who bore him. If imposing a fine on the innocent is not good, surely to flog honest officials is not right. The one who has knowledge uses words with restraint, and whoever has understanding is even-tempered. Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues. An unfriendly person pursues selfish ends, and against all sound judgment starts quarrels. Fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions. When wickedness comes, so does contempt, and with shame comes reproach. The words of the mouth are deep waters, but the fountain of wisdom is a rushing stream. It is not good to be partial to the wicked, and so deprive the innocent of justice. The lips of fools bring them strife, and their mouths invite a beating. The mouths of fools are their undoing, and their lips are a snare to their very lives. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. One who is slack in his work is brother to one who destroys. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it a wall too high to scale. Before a downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame. The human spirit can endure in sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out. A gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great. In a lawsuit, the first to speak seems right until someone comes forward and cross-examines. Casting the lot settles disputes and keeps strong opponents apart. A brother wronged is more unyielding than a fortified city. Disputes are like the barred gates of a citadel. From the fruit of their mouth, a person's stomach is filled. With the harvest of their lips, they are satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. The poor plead for mercy, but the rich answer harshly. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Father, once again, we thank you for your word today, and we thank you for these words today that pick us and prick our hearts and make some things uncomfortable that we just missed. Somehow we just missed it. But that pricking and that poking and that prodding compels us forward to change, where we know we have failed in some areas, and we know that we want to do better in some areas. And I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness and your unconditional love that allows us to do better than what we have done. This is repentance. This is to change and turn from our wicked ways, unknowing to us sometimes until we read your word, but knowing now and getting the chance to do better, to do it differently than how we have done it. This is repentance. This can be revival that we pray for when each person surrenders their pride in saying, I have missed the mark, but I want to do better. I want to change. Holy Spirit, come and change me from the inside out. Thank you for that spirit. Thank you for your spirit, God, that so beautifully and so mercifully changes us that we do not have to stay stuck. We can reverse in the opposite direction. And your redemption, God, your redemption is unlike anything I have ever tasted or felt or experienced before. To take what was old or dead and to make it new and living again. Not just including us, but especially us. Oh God, I give you thanks and I give you praise, for you alone are worthy. And we pray this now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's been a tasty week, right? Lots of morsels, tasty morsels to feast on and to chew on and to savor. And then we need a good summer drink to wash those morsels down before we chew on the next one. I know it can be a lot to digest and to take in at one time. And so maybe you need to read over these a couple of times a day, or you need to really mark the ones that stand out and spend that time meditating. This is meditation. It's not a bad word in the Christian communities, even though we like to make it as such because we don't understand it, because we don't utilize it, because we don't practice it. But meditation is just focus. Focus on one verse and sit with it. Silence all the noise around you, quiet the voices, and set a timer, 5 minutes. Meditate on the one that stands out and just watch the trail of thought that happens, unless you have ADD and you'll start thinking about the laundry and dinner and what the kids are doing and all of the things. But if you can stay focused, see where that trail takes you. And maybe it takes us backwards a little bit to show us some things that, yes, I did that. And I didn't mean to do that because I didn't know any better, but now I do. And then you think back a little bit further of maybe why you did that, and you see some patterns in your life, and then maybe you see some things that you learned in your family that you picked up, and you start thinking it through and realize maybe that's a generational curse that was handed down. Not a curse that someone spoke over you, but a curse of an unchanged behavior that you get the chance to change the course of your family, possibly for generations to come. This is the power of the word. This is the power of meditating on the precepts of God. One verse, two sentences put together with some thought, with some time, with some space, and with some Holy Spirit breath breathed into it, makes it come alive in a whole new way to us. It enlightens so many things in our world, and so many things need to be enlightened. And this can be a really good thing. So I encourage you to spend some further time in the ones that maybe just jump out and see what comes of it. I'm Jill. It's been my joy to be here with you today. And I can't wait for tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Good morning, DABC. This is Straight from the Norm, calling in from Zambia. This is my first year listening in. First time calling in as well, and what an incredible platform with some amazing people, and just China, Jill, and the entire DAB team. Such an amazing thing that you're doing, and thank you for this platform. I just have a praise report / prayer request. Very close friend of mine, we've been friends for 14 years, and he's always referring to a higher power, as he calls it. Anytime inexplicable things happen and miracles happen, he's always saying that this is nothing short of a miracle. This could only be a higher power. And we're having a men's conference at my church on the 10th of June, and he agreed to come with me. And it just filled my heart with so much joy. And I'm just praying that the Holy Spirit would move in his heart and bring him to God. I'm just really praying for transformation and for him to see the need to have Jesus in his life. I'm praying that he has an encounter. I'm praying that that seeds are planted in his heart that would lead him to God. And I just also pray that, ask you to pray that that God would give me the wisdom to be the friend that he needs in that moment and all the moments that follow that. And it's a really big deal. And it's a chance for someone who's very dear to my heart to know God. So I just ask that you lift him up into prayer. His name is Hugh. So I just ask that you lift him up into prayer. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible C. This is Scott Campa from Olean, New York. Could you please pray for Cheyenne Turner as she's getting her knee surgery tomorrow? She requested prayer, and have a great day.
Good morning. This is Adrian, His Mighty Tortoise in Maryland. I'm calling for, I couldn't quite understand your name, but something like His Right or Dry. Anyway, this is the second time you've called, and you're recently divorced, and your ex-husband just tried to hurt himself over his broken heart, and you're asking for prayers for him and for his love, who isn't quite ready to commit, and for losing your dad, and it's a lot. And so, dearest Papa, please take care of these sweet people. They're going through things. Please be with her ex and bring him emotional healing. Broken hearts are not good. They're hurtful. I mean, not hurtful, but, well, they're hurting and they're painful. And please help him to learn to take a step back and lean on you, and to go forward from there, whether or not he has someone in his life, and then he can reevaluate. And if this girl is the right girl for him, then maybe she'll help her to see that and come back to him. I don't know the situation, Lord, but please, you know the situation. Please be there. Please show up for them. We're begging you. And please be with the sweet lady as her heart is broken because she just lost her dad. I lost my dad 8 years ago, and I know it's difficult. It's only been 4 years since I lost my mom, so losing your parents is not an easy thing. So, oh, dear sweet lady, I'm sending you my love. This is your friend Adrian in Maryland.
Greetings, my dearly beloved DOBC community. This is Phil McCaplord from California. It is June 2nd, and we listened to the Song of Solomon. And Auntie Jill, thank you so much for the preamble to this reading. And I thank you so much for caring about us single people, who some of us may be in waiting, and others, we are in that place of going, it is well. This season is enough, and it's okay. And so it's with that I am going to pray. Father, I thank you so much for Auntie Jill doing this preamble and also reading the Song of Solomon to us. And Father, I know that we, as single people who are in waiting or desiring a relationship, dear Lord, when we listen to Song of Solomon, sometimes it rubs us the wrong way. But Father, I think this year I've come to realize that this is such a beautiful love song you're singing to us. And I think of Psalm 139 and how you say, we are wonderfully and beautifully made. And I know that like all the detailing of how you described your beloved, it just makes me think of how much and how deep you love us. And I know that there is no relationship, absolutely none, that can love one that deeply and so intimately. So I am so grateful for you being our father, our lover, our best friend, and I thank you in Jesus' name.
Good afternoon, precious Deb family. This is Protected by His Angels in Happy Valley, Oregon, with an update on Pastor James. This is the pastor that you have been praying for the last year, that had cancer in his liver with numerous tumors and cancer in his colon. He was on death's bed, and they decided to go for broke, and they removed all of the tumors in his liver. They grew back within 3 months. Well, he became the first patient in Portland, Oregon to be approved for directed chemo with a pump. They have removed his colon, and today they inserted the pump into his liver, and filled the pump for the first time. They also removed more of his tumors, so he has a manageable number of tumors left. This man of God, who was on God's death bed, has been brought back with a realistic chance at life. This has all been done by your prayers, keeping him in God's wishes. Please keep him in your prayers again. May God's will be done. May he be healed. And may the devil not take this man of God. If you wish a more personalized feeling or direction with Pastor James, you can look up his Facebook page. It is Team James, T-E-A-M space J-A-M-E-S. This has been protected by his angels in Happy Valley, Oregon. Praise the Lord. His mighty wishes and his power is fulfilled.